Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Our news takeouts begin with a number we're about to learn. In about the next 10 minutes, the government will release its unemployment rate for the month of March. And economists are going to have a hard time gauging the significance of this March number. We're joined by Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So this number, you know, we're about to learn this number. I've heard that for a couple of interesting reasons, economists are really not paying much attention to this.
Well, this is definitely one of those glass half full, glass half empty moments, John, because on the one hand, economists are expecting that there will be an addition of 200,000 jobs. And, you know, that's really this only the second month of an addition. We had a small blip up in November, but only the second month of addition since this recession started. So on the one hand, you could say this is great news.
It's hugely positive.
Right. And, you know, people are expecting the unemployment rate to stay about the same at 9.7. But adding jobs is good. And, you know, yesterday we saw new jobless claims go down a little. So you could say that's good. But on the other hand, if you want to be negative here, you can say, but wait a minute, the government has added a lot of jobs for the census. Just within this 200,000 figure, we think about half of them are for
really?
The census.
Yep. So half of the 200,000 are census workers hired by the government on a temporary basis.
That's
who
right.
go into this statistic.
And the government's expecting they're going to hire about 600,000 this year for the census. But these are, you know, these are not long-term jobs. They're
right.
temporary positions. And the other thing is, there were some interesting figures that came out earlier this week about private sector employment, which is what we really care about because
right.
that speaks to the economy. And private sector employment actually fell.
That's the so-called ADP numbers?
That's right.
Yeah.
And the big losers there were the construction industry continued to cut. They cut 43,000 jobs and factories cut 9,000 jobs. And so it says that the private sector is not doing, you know, what the government's doing, which is hiring.
Has the weather, the insane weather that we've had, distorted this figure at all?
So there may be addition of some jobs also just because February, you know, it was such bad weather that people added jobs in March. That's also a distortion that our economists are saying. It makes this not as meaningful. You know, the big picture is we've lost over 8 million jobs
yeah,
in this recession.
Huge.
And even if you start having additions of 200,000, it takes a long time. I don't know. Did you see Tim Geithner on the Today Show yesterday?
I did. Yes. Trying to be Mr. Reassuring. And
well, but, you know, I don't think it was very reassuring. He said the unemployment rate is still terribly high and it's going to stay unacceptably high for a long period of time. I think that's pretty negative.
That
you know, unacceptably
negative.
High for a long time.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.